The Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin Beis says that according to the Chachamim or Aryan Rebbe, it would be asur for Kahanim to drink wine b'zman hazeh. Why? My time, Meheri Bana Beis Hamikdash. We were hoping that Be'ez Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash will be built. Be'inan Kain Arei La'Avayde, and Nida Kain is able to do the Avayde V'Aleka, and he won't be able to do it. In other words, if the Kahanim are drunk, then they won't be able to do the Avayde, and therefore they can't drink wine b'zman hazeh, because we're hoping the Beis Hamikdash will be built any second, and the Kain has to be ready to do the Avayde right away. So Taisus over here, in the second Taisus on the top, the Ramaskal Be'inan asks a kasha. He says, what is it going to help not to drink wine? Even if they don't drink wine, they're still not able to do the Avayda because they're Tamei Meis. He says, "V'tamei Meis lo b'lo yain, nami asur b'Avayda Tamei Meisim nenu, tzrichen azah gimel v'zayin, v'mai asur lo yain." So in other words, what does it help if you don't drink wine? You still can't do the Avayda anyways until you're tar from Tumas Meis, and you need to wait the 7 days to become tar from Tumas Meis. So Taisus says, "V'shlemay de mekamalkim mutarim b'avodas tzibur de tumah hachibet tzibur." It's like Taisus that when it comes to avodas tzibur, a kohen will be mutter to do the avoda even though he's tamei meis because tumah hachibet tzibur, and they will not have to wait the 7 days. And for that reason, they can't drink wine to allow them to be able to do the avoda b'tzibur. That's what Taisus wants to say. Now, from this Taisus, lechayr is a pele. You can ask a peldik akasha on a teretz that many of the gedol achanim say concerning the nyani d'yayma of Chanukah. So we know on Chanukah the nace happened with the shaman. They didn't have any shaman which was tar except for the pach echad, and therefore they needed to come on to the nace of Chanukah. So the Pnei Shua and the Sugya of Shabbos and Afchufalf asks a very sadistic akasha. He says he doesn't understand why it was necessary to have the nace at all. They had plenty of shaman that was tame, and even though you're not allowed to use shaman tame for the menorah, but we have a klal of tumah hachibet tzibur. If tumah hachibet tzibur, this is for the tzibur, the lakas menorah. So let them use shaman tame. Why was it necessary b'chlal to have a nace? That's the Pnei Shua's kasha that many Achrayim speak about. But there's a very sadistic teretz given by the Achrayim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel says it over there on the spot in Chavaf and Beis and Shabbos. Shlomo Kluger says it in the Chacham Hashlam and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Ayin. They both say the same idea that this we say Tum Hachibet Tzibur is only once you have the Beis Hamikdash up and running, the Daily Avodah is taking place, and now there's Tumah, so we're matter to do the Avodah B'Tumah if it's B'Tzibur. But when it comes to the chinuch hamikdash, the chinuch hamizbech, when you come into the haschala, the avodah, when you're doing it for the first time, you're being mechanech, rededicating the Beis Hamikdash for the first time, when you do something in the beginning, then it has to be done b'taira, you can't do it b'tumah. There is no din of tumah hachibet tzibur in the haschala and in the chinuch of the Beis Hamikdash. When you're doing something for the first time, you have to do it 100% kedas v'kedin, has to be done b'kedusha v'taira, and you can't rely on the din of tumah hachibet tzibur. In such a case, we do not say Tumah Hachibet Tzibur. It's only once the Beis Hamikdash is up and running, then we can say Tumah Hachibet Tzibur. Therefore, the answer over here, we're talking about during Chanukah, there was a Chanukah HaMikdash, a Chanukah HaMizbeach. They rededicated the Beis Hamikdash. They became Tamei for the Yevanim, but Pritzim Mechilalua. So being that it was a new Chinuch, a new Aschala, it had to be done with Tyre, and they cannot rely on the din of Tumah Hachibet Tzibur. Now, that's a very nice teretz, but l'chayr from this Taisus over here, you see, not like that. Taisus is saying that Kahanim can't drink wine b'zman hazeh because we're hoping the Beis Hamikdash will be built, and they have to be ready to do the avodah. So, in fact, Taisus, well, they can't do the avodah anyways because they're tamei meis. Zok Taisus, they could do the avodah right away because tumah hachibet tzibur. So what does it mean to do the avodah right away? When they're doing it right away, the Beis Hamikdash needs to be ein lecha chinuch gadol mizeh. This is the first time the avodah is taking place in the Beis Hamikdash. There's a chinuch hamikdash, a chanukas hamizbeach, and yet Taisus is saying these Kahanim are going to be allowed to do the avodah, even though they're tamei meis because tumah hachibet tzibur. So l'chayr it's mefurish in Taisus that we say tumah hachibet tzibur even on chinuch, even on the Haschala, even on the beginning of the Avodah, which is not like the stairs of the Achernim of Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. So this is a Shtarka Kasha on those Achernim. I found that Rabbi Gifter asked this Kasha, and his Ha'aris of Maseches Tainus printed in the back of Tehillah L'Yayna, the Sefer Tehillah L'Yayna. He asked this Kasha, he brings the Teretz B'Shem, the Ragachavar, as he refers to him, Kedarka B'Kaidish, as he says that this Taisus says, Shalai Kedivri Hagri Ish Ragachav. It's not like the words of Rabbi Yosef Ish Ragachav. That's how he calls refers to the Ragachavar who he happened to have a Shaychus with. He wrote him letters of gift as Mechtam to the Ragachavar. And apparently the Ragachavar also said this Teretz Legabi Ner Chanukah. He says he was Metaretz, the Kusha, Lenin Akusha, the Nes Chanukah, the Loi Shaykh Tumach Bechinach HaMenara. And the Ragachavar said the same Vark. So Zakta B'Gifta from this Taisus is seen not like him. So whatever it is, in this Taisus, the Chayr is a raya that you do say Tumah Hachibet Tzibur even on Chinuch, and it's a kasha on the Ragachavar, like Rabbi Gifter is saying, it's also a kasha on Shlomo Kluger and Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's a L'chayr Tzarchi, and if anyone has a teretz, how to work out the teretz of those Achrayim, and Lefi this Taisus, I would love to hear.